Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to Sounds Fake But Okay, a podcast where an arrow ace girl, I'm Sarah, that's me.
And a bi-demisexual girl, that's me, Kayla.
Talk about all things to do with love, relationships, sexuality, and pretty much anything else we just don't understand.
On today's episode, you just won't believe it. Am I the asshole?
Are you?
Sounds fake, but okay.
Welcome back to the pod.
Hi.
Hi. You'll never guess what we're doing this week.
You will never guess.
Guys, what if we just make this like a monthly thing?
What if we...
Would you like that? Would you not like that?
Maybe we'll do a little poll and say, can we please?
Because we like doing it, and supposedly you guys like listening to it, but I don't know. But yeah, we're doing Am I the Asshole again this week. I've pulled some aside. We're not going to be able to get through all of them. I would like to start, however. Do we have any housekeeping? What are we talking about this week? Am I the Asshole? Do we have any housekeeping? Am I the Asshole? Doing everything in reverse.
Not that I can think of.
Great. We're going to start with an obituary.
Great.
Now, my sister found this a couple months ago. It is from Reddit. Mm-hmm. It's actually from Michigan. I may have sent this obituary to you, but as far as we know, I have not read it on the podcast.
I don't remember reading an obituary recently. So if you did, I completely forgot.
If I did, it probably would have been in like late December.
I still don't remember that, but no. Okay.
And it's this obituary written by the daughter. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it is a little dark, but okay. I'll just give you all the highlights.
Thank you.
At the top, Linda Lernal Harvey Cullum Smith Stull.
That's the name?
Yes.
That's too much.
Linda Lernal Smith Stull was born on October 1st, 1951, welcomed to the world by loving parents who preceded her in death. In February of 1969, she gave birth to her first child, Gail Harvey Heckman. Lernal deceived her first husband, Roderick Allen Harvey, into believing that he was her first child's biological father. They married and divorced when Gail was 3 years old. Lernal then had Gail adopted by her second husband, Frank Randall Cullum. They divorced after a decade of marriage. Gail never heard from Frank again. Lernal's third husband, James Floyd Hart, sexually abused Gail when she was 13. Instead of protecting her daughter, Lernal accused Gail of, quote, trying to steal her husband, unquote, and proceeded to beat her senselessly.
Oh my god.
After another divorce, Lernal acquired her fourth husband through the unofficial or ineligible word-of-mouth inmate-run Jackson State Prison Pen Pal program.
Oh boy.
In between and during her marriages, there were a variety of unsavory men in and out of our home. As a mother, she was violent, hateful, cruel. It goes into just more about like the abuse, the sexual abuse that was endured in this home. Gonna skip over that. Gail had to establish a no contact order to protect herself and her family. That was 24 years ago.
So Gail's the kid, right?
Yes, Gail's the kid.
Okay.
The mom is
Linda,
but they're calling her Lernal.
Yes, which is an awful name.
It's really making me sound quite Midwestern. Yeah. In March of 2023, Gail unexpectedly found out who her biological father was through a popular online DNA service. After years of deception from Lernal regarding who Gail's father was, Gail and her family are navigating the waters of getting to know their paternal biological family. This is it. Lernal will never be the mother and grandmother that she could have chosen to be for her family. That door is closed forever with her death. That is what Gail and her family grieve. Who their mother and grandmother could have been. While they're afraid that Gail, her husband, and their four children cannot share their grief, their heartache lies with Lernal's brothers and sisters, their aunts, uncles, and cousins, as they grieve the death of a complicated family member whom they love very much. This is where it gets spicy.
Okay, I was gonna say, this is just sad so far.
Lernal passed away December 12th, 2023, in Three Rivers, Michigan, and will now face judgment.
Oh, whoa.
Gail and her family forgive Lernal and hope that she has found peace. They also hope to find peace within themselves. Lernal will not be missed by Gale or her family. They all understand that the world is a much better place without her.
Oh my god. I mean, that seems very justified.
It does. It seems incredibly justified.
I'm just... like, who asked this daughter to write the obituary when clearly the daughter hates her? Who was like, you know who should do the obituary?
Oh my god. I mean, maybe nobody else. Nobody liked her enough to want to do it.
Like, yeah, I guess that's fair. I guess it does seem like nobody liked her, which is fair. That is wild.
Yeah.
And judgment.
The caption is just like, daughter wrote a brutal, rotten hell kind of obituary about her mom. And then in the comments, someone is like, this was posted somewhat locally to me, and I got to read both this and the, quote, revised versions of the obit.
Who revised it?
I don't know. But they said, even the sanitized version is dripping with a subtle yet clear hatred for her.
Listen, I love that. That woman sounds like she was awful. And now she will be judged.
Yeah. And the reason why she listed her name as Linda Lernal Harvey Cullum Smith Stahl is because she listed all of her husband's names.
That's so funny.
So.
Oh, ma'am.
Yeah. Just the ending. The ending is so good, but like you really need the lead up to the ending to understand.
To understand the hatred. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. What a way to start.
I also want to be clear that when it said the unofficial or illegible word of mouth inmate run Jackson State Prison pen pal program, the program was indeed in quotations.
Oh my god, what does that even mean?
I don't know. Anyway.
Wow.
So that's how we're starting this episode. I would say Linda's the asshole in this situation.
Linda is absolutely the asshole. And we are not sorry that she's dead.
She will now face judgment.
She will now face judgment.
Great. Okay. Do we want to stay on the topic of dead people?
I guess.
Am I the asshole for exposing my wife's infidelity at her funeral?
That's funny. That's funny.
Okay.
Wait, I just remembered we do have housekeeping.
What is it?
It was just Arrow Week. Happy Arrow
That's
Week.
That's true.
That's all. Happy Arrow Week.
Happy Arrow Week.
Hope it was good.
Us forgetting to mention it is erasure of me, too, so it's okay.
I don't know that I would say it's okay, but...
I'll forgive us.
Okay, thank you.
This was actually posted in r/AmITheAngel, which I don't know what...
Oh my god! What's that?
I don't know.
Am I the angel? Is this a new place for us to go?
I don't know. But, all right. Am I the asshole for exposing my wife's infidelity at her funeral? My 35 male wife, 25 female. That's a 10-year age difference. Can you stop looking up?
No.
Listen to my story.
Okay. Am I the angel is a place to satirize cross-post from, poke fun at, and hold meta-discussions on the never-ending ridiculous stories of Am I the Asshole?
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care if this is real or not. It's
okay.
Funny.
Okay.
Anyway. Sorry, I got distracted reading the comments now.
Okay.
We're going to pretend this is real.
But do we think it's not?
It probably is real.
Okay.
Well, because Am I the Angel, because it's satirizing, so it's like you don't know how.
Well, it also said cross-posting, so like
that's true.
Reposting them.
It is real.
Let's just assume it's real for fun.
Okay, my 35 male wife, 25 female, which that's a big age gap given your wife's age.
Wait, what is it?
It's a 35 and 25. And they're married.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway. The wife tragically died in a motor vehicle accident recently. I was devastated at the time. We were planning on starting a family, as I am earning a six-figure salary now, so we could afford our dream home and white picket fence happy ending. After her death, I had the arduous task of collecting and compiling all of her belongings, all of her trinkets, items from her hobbies, she loved to do crafts, her gratitude journals, which I didn't read, of course. There was also her phone that had survived the crash. We had an open phone policy as our trust was solid, or so I thought. I opened her phone and started going through her photos, photos of us, selfies of her beautiful face, our dog, her crafts and inspirations, when suddenly a message popped up.
Oh no.
Quote, I can't believe you're gone, babe. I know you'll never read this, but I just want you to know how much I'm going to miss you, unquote. I opened her messages and there it was. Months and months of texting and sexting between her and a coworker. Nudes, selfies, you name it. Parentheses, my wife was a 34 double D.
Okay. Stop. I don't care. What do you mean?
It's really specific, too.
I hate that.
I also discovered the, quote, secret folder she kept all their photos and videos together in. The videos were explicit and heartbreaking, something no husband should ever see. I don't know what devastated me more, her dying or finding out she'd been sleeping with someone else for almost a year. During this time, I had to plan her funeral, deal with her family, and act the grieving husband, when inside I was ready to scream her betrayal to the heavens. With 2 days left till her funeral, I made the decision. I painstakingly compiled every piece of evidence from her phone. I printed out the entirety of their texts and placed them in binders. I put the explicit photos and videos at the end of the PowerPoint presentation made to remember her life. The day of the funeral, somber, tearful, her dad did the eulogy and we listened to her favorite song. Finally, I asked to say my piece. I began with the presentation, taking my time scrolling through photos of her, of us, her childhood, her awkward teen years. I admit, the feelings for her were overwhelming, and I almost considered backing out. But then I remembered the videos of my wife being veritably railed, and the anger trumped any nostalgic feelings I may have let win that day. I finally asked my brother to hand out the binders to her family members. He was unaware of their contents. I waited while they began paging through, their eyes widening, a gasp coming from her mother. Then I played the last part of the presentation, the photos of her with her coworker kissing and being intimate. I took the mic and said, and after everything, this is what she left me with, and now I leave it with you too. I don't see why I should carry this alone while you sing her praises. Mic drop, I left the church and drove home. Naturally, my phone began blowing up. Her family members calling me despicable, disgusting, soiling her memory, every curse under the sun. Yet, my brother and parents have told me they agree with my late wife's family that I was the asshole in the situation. I'm satisfied with my decision, but I'd like to know if outsiders would consider this morally justified. So, am I the asshole? TLDR, I found out after my wife's death, she'd been cheating on me for nearly a year. I exposed all the evidence at her funeral, and I'm being labeled asshole of the year.
I fear he's the asshole.
I fear we've found an asshole.
You can't do that. Listen, it sucks to be cheated on, and I can only imagine the feeling of finding out post-death, because there is no closure. Like, that fucking sucks. And I also don't necessarily disagree that he should bear that alone. I think he could definitely have let her family know. Mm-hmm. But at the funeral is really tough.
Yeah.
So, like, were there no children at this funeral?
Right.
Like, I definitely went to funerals as a child.
Yeah. Also, the thing is, like, the people at the funeral, there are also going to be a lot of people there who, like, maybe didn't know her that well.
Yeah.
And even if she, like, if she were still alive and you found out that she were cheating, like, and you decided to bring it to her loved ones so that they knew, you wouldn't also bring it to all of her acquaintances. Like, you wouldn't, you know, like, the audience for that sort of thing. I am looking through the comments. Info. Was the coworker packing?
Oh, I mean, that's fair, though. If he's going to talk about his wife's boob size for some reason, then maybe we should talk about everyone's size.
But a lot of the comments are like, this was masterful. I didn't realize until I read a comment, like, what stuff I was in. Like they were like, I genuinely thought we were just, like, in the regular old Am I the Asshole subreddit. Not the asshole because you insured to put her breast size.
Oh, my God. I mean, this has to be fake, right?
It's got to be fake. But like,
there's no way.
It's just.
But it's silly.
It is masterful. It is masterful. I'll give them that.
You can't do that. You just can't do that.
I did see someone in the comments who basically said that, like, they did see an Am I the Asshole where someone did a similar thing, but it wasn't a funeral. It was like a birthday party. Like it was their spouse's birthday party.
See that? How do I feel about that? It depends on the severity of the cheating.
Yeah. The size of the birthday party. The scope of the birthday party.
Size of the birthday party. I mean, it's like, and also they're alive to defend them. Like, you know, they're alive to like say their piece. So it's like.
You're not just like smearing their name as you, honestly, as you bury them.
I think I might be okay with the birthday party thing. Because it's like, if you're going to cheat on someone, then you need to be ready for the consequences, you know?
Yeah. All right. Am I the asshole for telling my friend that her boyfriend is objectively hotter than her?
Oh, no.
Hear me out. I don't think it's that bad in context, and I was just trying to make a point for our broader discussion.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So me, my friend Jill, and my other friend Rach were hanging out. Oh, it says allowed where we live. I was like, what? This was written during COVID. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, what do you mean like, allowed okay. where we live?
Yeah. Good job. You're in your house.
Okay. This is probably early COVID. We somehow ended up talking about how Rach is single and wants to date. So we were discussing what kind of person she's looking for and just chatting in general. And at some point we looked through her Tinder options and I half jokingly asked Rach, how far above and below your league are you willing to go? Jill laughed at this, but Rach indulged, and Jill asked whether we seriously believed in leagues. This started a discussion, and both Rach and I said we do believe in leagues because it's just the way the world works in our experience. We got into a bit of a discussion about this, and Jill maintained that leagues were silly and pretty much touted some cliches about beauty being in the eye of the beholder and loving a whole person, etc. Rach and I disagreed and said that in general, people do date and settle for people objectively in the same level of attractiveness, but again, Jill just reiterated that there are no leagues. Then, I gently suggested that maybe reason why Jill was so against slash uncomfortable with the idea and is overlooking the general situation is because her boyfriend is objectively better looking than her. I also added that I did think she was attractive as well.
Why would you say that?
Jill got very upset at this suggestion and was offended. She said her boyfriend was not settling for her and it's fucking rude to imply so. She was upset and left, which just ruined the whole night. We didn't mean to offend her or actually think she was ugly or anything. It's just that her boyfriend happens to be a very, very good looking guy and clearly it works for them. They've been together for years. So I thought she'd be secure in her relationship and would be okay with me just gently pointing out that she may have a bias which prevented her from seeing our side of the discussion. I feel that in the context of what we're talking about, it wasn't really mean. Rach wants to apologize, but I think we should just let it boil over because boil over.
Yeah, wrong.
That's not the phrase you wanted. No. Blow over is what we were looking for. Because we weren't intentionally being mean. Am I the asshole? TLDR, we had a discussion about leagues, and I pointed out that my friend who doesn't believe in leagues could be biased because she was dating above her league. I only said it so she could see the point I was trying to make more clearly.
Yeah, I think you're the asshole. I don't think you can say that.
You have to be certain that not only will the person you say this to take it well and with a sense mm-hmm. of humor, but you have to be certain that you and that person have the type of relationship where hearing that from you would be okay and silly, not insulting.
Because also, like, the point of, like, I thought she was secure enough in her relationship to think that, I don't think how secure she is in her relationship has anything to do with hearing that comment. Mm-hmm. Like, that has, you saying that has nothing to do. And also to say that you're not suggesting that her boyfriend is settling when your main argument was that people settle for people within their own league or below.
Yeah. So, like, the implication was your boyfriend settled for you.
Like, literally, I think that person is absolutely the asshole. Because also, if your justification is you only said it to make your point, that would maybe be okay if your point mattered and it was an important discussion.
Yeah.
That, like, you needed to get your point across. But this is clearly not a topic that matters.
Yeah.
Or is important enough to make someone, like, upset.
Like, the person was like, you know, we still told her that she was attractive. And it's like, yeah, but, like, if someone says, oh, your boyfriend is so much hotter than you, and it's not in a context that feels playful or silly or funny.
Yeah.
Or if it is, but you're not the kind of person who can take it that way.
Yeah.
Like,
that's just not, there's like no need to say anything like that. There's no need to say anything like that ever.
Yeah. There's a comment here that says, so how long have you had a crush on Jill's boyfriend?
That is funny. That is funny. That's just so unnecessary. You don't need to do that. You don't need to be saying. That's like when you tell someone like your friend is hotter than you. Like you don't need to.
Yeah. Like I feel like it's one thing if you're like on the dating apps and you're like swiping through people and like your friend like shows you this person and you're like, "Oh my god, that guy's so hot."
Yeah.
In certain circumstances, you might be able to say like, "Oh my god, he's so much hotter than you." Like if he swiped right, like yeah, like lock him down. Like there's a way to do that, but I think especially if they're in like a committed relationship.
Yeah, it's weird.
Weird.
Mm, yeah. I do think you're right. I think when casually dating or just looking at people, there's a way to tell someone that they're like out of anyone's league, maybe is a nice way to put it. But if it's your long-term boyfriend, I don't think we can do that.
And I think, I mean, it also kind of, it goes the other way too. Like if someone's in a relationship with someone and you think your friend is out of that person's league, telling your friend that is not productive.
No, I don't.
Like
think
just
so.
Being like, I think your boyfriend's a fucking dog. Like that's not.
Especially if it's just, if we're talking purely about leagues as looks,
just like telling physical,
telling your friend that they're too good for someone is one thing. If it's like they are like not compatible or just like their aspirations
or
are not.
Dick.
Right. But to be like, that person is too ugly for you is something that you can think privately.
Yeah. Don't say it out loud.
I've definitely thought things like this privately, but you don't say it.
Say them loud.
Say it to the person's face. Like, you're allowed to think people are ugly just in your head.
Like, that's the person that they like love. And you're like, dude, so they're ugly. Or like,
so
you're
up,
settling.
Dude. That's
it's
so
like,
crazy.
No, girl.
You can't say that.
You can't say
you
that.
You can't
to
do that.
Okay. This one is unhinged. are you ready?
Yes. So have we gotten all assholes so far? No, no. The obituary wasn't.
Yes. And I'm just going to tell you right now, we have another asshole.
Man, we should have. Okay. I might just say that this is an asshole themed one, even
if
they're not all
assholes. I am the asshole.
I am. They are the asshole. Okay. Anyway.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Am I the asshole for begging my sister to let us adopt my nephew?
Okay. So she wants her sister's kid.
Uh huh.
Okay. I mean,
okay. It gets worse.
I mean, that's like, I've heard of situations like that very often,
but
usually it's because the sister is like not fit to care for a child. But okay,
let's proceed. Yeah.
Okay,
this was one of the ones that after I read it, I was so angry that like I wrote a little paragraph.
Oh no! Good.
Okay, I just had a miscarriage 3 months ago, and my husband and I tried so hard for that to be our stick baby. Stick baby meaning the baby that sticks? I don't know what that means.
That sticks in the uterus instead of falling.
Within the past year, we've had 6 miscarriages, which is horrible. That's a lot in 1 year.
Oh, that's awful.
Like, 6
that's
in
awful.
1 year?
That's crazy.
And that, like, that's tough.
Yeah, that's awful.
Genuinely bad. Sorry to hear that. They go on. We are devastated, but we are not willing to give up on trying for our own. Someday it will happen. This past month, my sister welcomed her newborn into this world. He's my second nephew and the most precious thing in the world. I adore him so much. During my sister's pregnancy, I was a major part of it, and she is aware of all of our losses, and she knows how badly we want a baby. We want one so bad it hurts. After our miscarriage, we suggested we name her son after the baby we miscarried. His name would have been Noah. My sister said she found it a little intruding and ultimately declined. We were devastated, but respected her decision. That is a little weird. It would be one thing if the sister was like, would it be okay if I take the name? But she told her sister that she should name her kid after, that's weird.
It's a little weird. That's complicated. I don't know if it's like an awful suggestion.
It's just weird.
But it's definitely complicated.
Yeah. Once it got closer to her induction date, we suggested giving her a ride there, and I offered to be in the room with her. I begged her to let me cut his umbilical cord and for him to be placed on my chest immediately after birth, but she wouldn't let me. I felt such a connection with him since the moment I heard his heartbeat, and I feel like he is the piece of us that is missing and the child we lost.
No.
This past week, my sister has been telling us how hard motherhood is, and we offered to adopt him and treat him as our own. We want him so badly, and we love him to pieces. My sister declined and asked that I give her space and not contact her for a little while she gets her mind straight. We begged her and told her how much this would mean to us. She is currently struggling financially as well. My husband and I plan on calling CPS and an adoption lawyer to see what they think is best for him and my family. My family has since been calling and telling me I'm an asshole and to leave my sister alone. They also demanded we get help, but all I'm trying to do is get custody of my asshole.
Oh, no.
Get custody of my nephew. Am I the asshole?
Yes, and you do need help.
Yeah.
Like, clearly, 6 miscarriages in 1 year is awful. And clearly, even just one takes a huge mental toll. So I understand that these people are very unwell.
And it's like a physical ailment, too. Like, it's not
100%.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, not something to take lightly. However, you can't just have your sister's baby.
Well, and like, the fact that, like, they talked about, like, calling CPS and an adoption lawyer, it's, like,
bananas.
But why is your sister not fit to have this child?
Yeah. Especially when she already has another child. It's not like she doesn't know how to raise a child.
Well, she said it's her second nephew.
Oh, I guess. Okay. So I guess
I'm not sure if it's her sister's second child.
Or a different sibling's child. Yeah. That is a very good point. But still.
But also, all her sister said was that motherhood is hard.
Which is true from what I've been told.
Accurate. Like, it doesn't even say, like, oh, she's having, like, horrible postpartum depression. Like, it's not even going into detail about, like, how bad. Yeah. Like, it's just saying, oh, it's hard.
And also, she's having some financial difficulties, which is, like, okay. Like, if you are really worried about the safety of the child, there are so many other things you could offer.
Yeah. And, like, the fact that she asked to be, like, the first person the baby was skin-to-skinned.
That bananas. Is,
you always give that to the mother.
Yes, unless because, the baby has to be, like, in the, like, NICU tube. It's very important that it is whoever is, like, the caregiver of the baby.
Yeah, especially if they're going to be, like, breastfeeding and, like,
Also, I've never heard of, like, the only people I've heard of cutting the umbilical cord are the doctor or, like, the other, if there's another parent.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard of another family member doing that. Brother, they need some help.
Yeah. Although in the comments, someone is saying, I sincerely have a hard time believing that this is real. But if
I really
somehow,
hope it's not.
If it somehow is, then massively you're the asshole. And they said, edit, I read the post again, and this has definitely got to be a troll post. 6 miscarriages in a year is highly improbable. And if someone somehow did have that many, they'd probably be hospitalized from complications. Which, that is 6 and 8, like, I was thinking about it, like, you would be very early in all of those pregnancies.
Yeah, that's true.
But someone was like, either that or her period was 1 day late. She considered it a miscarriage.
Ma'am, imagine.
No. But I mean, let's pretend this is real, okay?
Sure.
Okay, if you really want kids that bad, adopt, but like adopt children that are like up for adoption.
Fair. Cuz also she said at the beginning, like, we really want to have one on our own, like biologically. Like, this baby is not that.
Well, it does have her genetics because it's her sister. But, like,
yes.
It's like, look, feel free to keep raw dogging it in the meantime if you really want a biological child. You know, look into fertility treatments or something. Yeah. Like, I know people who have adopted kids and then after that had biological children. Like, I know people who have mixed families in that the adopted kid was first.
Yeah.
But your sister never indicated that she didn't want to keep this child. You are literally trying to steal her child.
You're trying to steal a baby. Just wild.
And then your sister's like, I need some space. And you're like,
please
what the
stop
fuck?
Trying to steal my baby.
And then the family's like, what the fuck? And she's like, I'm just trying to steal my sister's baby.
It has
What's
to be
What's wrong
fake.
With them?
I'm praying that it's fake.
All right. We'll do one more. It's actually, this is a confession. It's from our confessions. It's not
Love.
An Am I the Asshole? But I found it on the World Wide Web. And I said, this is a
This
thing.
Is for me.
Okay. My wife and me don't talk to our dads because they're fucking.
Wait, they're the wife's dad and the husband's dad
are fucking
each other.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
My dad raised me as a single gay dad, and my wife's parents divorced when she was young because her dad was gay. After we married, our dad started hanging out and then announced they were moving in. We thought it was funny until they said they were moving in as a couple. The thought of my dad and my father-in-law fucking is gross, and we feel betrayed. How would we explain to our kids that grandpa and grandpa are also a couple? It's just too confusing, so we don't talk to them anymore.
What? You cannot. What?
I mean, it is a strange situation.
It is, but like, that can't be the reason. You can't just not talk to them.
It's not like it's incest.
I just, you can't. Okay, listen. In the movie Eurovision with Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams, by the way, an incredible movie. Spoilers, the main characters get together and then their parents, her mom and his dad,
get
together at the end. And like, they make a joke about like, ew, gross, stop kissing in front of us. But like, it's fine, you know? Like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's, I can understand it being weird. But
yeah, but for sure. Talk to them? But you can't just not talk to them. Like, for sure, it's like a little awkward. No one wants to think about their parents fucking, let alone your wife's.
Like
parent,
your,
you know,
yeah, like your dad fucking
your dad
your
and your father-in-law. I get it, but you can't just not talk to them.
Like, if that's the only reason that you're not talking to them.
Yeah, no, that's, you can't do that. That's so wild.
I'm looking in the comments. Number one comment. Lol, this sub is gold.
Nice.
The next comment. You'd really hate the show Grace and Frankie.
That's the first thing I thought of was Grace and Frankie. I was like, listen.
This person says, you should fuck your girlfriend's dad to get back at your dad.
Should fuck your girlfriend's.
So he should fuck his father-in-law to get back at his father for fucking his father-in-law.
Great. Perfect.
Someone goes, I don't think it's confusing so much as it's just something you two feel uncomfortable with. Now you two are step siblings.
Okay, that's actually so true. It also reminds me the book I just finished, which I talked about last week, the like Bridgerton X Parent Trap one.
Mm-hmm.
It ends up, I mean, spoilers, but also like it's the premise of the book. So this was obviously going to be the ending that their parents get together, but also the girls get together.
Mm-hmm.
And they all, so they're step siblings.
Mm-hmm.
They're stepsisters, but they're also lovers.
Amazing.
And it's fine because it lets them be gay.
It's like
without having to get married to men. Okay.
The reason that Clueless is weird.
Which it's not, though.
I think it's weird. I think
they're not step siblings.
But they were like raised as step siblings.
No, their parents were married for a year.
I still think it's a little weird.
They weren't raised together. They make a joke about their parents literally having been married for like a single year. And she's like, why would you call him my brother? We're not like you were married for like a second. But also, yes, it's based on a book where she marries her cousin. OK, what are you going to do about it? Times were different. OK,
I also just I think there's also some part of me that's like, I think it's weirder when it's hetero, because first of all, if you have an actual incest child, like, they will have medical issues.
Yeah, I'm not saying
that.
Anyone should do incest.
No. I'm just explaining. I'm explaining this. My
Okay.
So
oh, I see.
In my head, like, my brain is, like, ick because because I'm, my brain,
picturing the baby.
Society is, like, you can't do that because you'll have
a sick baby.
And so then that just also kind of applies to like step siblings, even though they're not genetically related. Like, yes. in my mind, it's equivalent.
No, listen.
But when it's two men, I'm like, well,
they're not going to have a sick baby. I mean, I definitely agree. Like, step-sibling trope, when they are, like, raised together, I am not a fan. I know that there is, like, a lot of, like, fiction out there where that's, like, a whole romantic trope. And I don't like that. Because if you're raised together, even if you're not genetically siblings, like, you're raised together, you're siblings. That's weird.
Like, it's one thing if you, like, live next door to each other and you were, like, besties and you were, like, sure. quote-unquote raised together. It's a different thing if you are raised in the same house by the same parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
If your parents get married later, though, or your dad start fucking and now you're step-siblings, that's different, though, because you were not raised as siblings.
And hey, they didn't say that the dads were married, just that they were fucking. Well, and that's that
well, no, they moved
they're,
in
they're,
together.
They're a couple, but they're not so married.
Right. So I guess you're not legally step-siblings. Yeah. And that's our thoughts on incest.
I'm just explaining why my brain thinks the way it does.
No, listen, I think probably most people agree with you. I just disagree with you on Clueless because they weren't raised together.
I've only seen that movie once.
Okay, well, then. But also but the base material it is based on, she does marry her cousin. So, like, it's understandable that that would be upsetting because they're cousins. Jane Austen, am I right?
Ha 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 ha. Silly, silly Sally. Okay. That's it.
Okay. All right.
Were most of them maybe fake? I don't know.
But kinda, perhaps half.
But we had assholes.
But we had assholes and we had fun.
And we had fun. And that's what matters in the end.
Yeah.
Kayla, what's our poll for this week?
Our poll is, should it be monthly?
Should we just do this monthly?
Should we just do it every time?
Follow-up poll. Is it weird if your father and father-in-law are fucking?
Actually, that is, yeah, that's a good one.
You could also say mother and mother-in-law. You could also mother and father-in-law or father and mother-in-law.
Yeah, wait, because I feel like that has to have happened before.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And again, my brain is just like learnedly more uncomfortable with that because it's hetero. Like, I just.
Yeah.
Even if they're, you know, 60 and they're not like they can't procreate, like my brain is still like yucky.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you,
Kayla.
Oh, yes.
What's your beef and your juice for this week?
My beef is that today we were supposed to have one of the biggest snowstorms in Boston in years and we got no snow. The schools were closed. The workplaces told people to work from home. The day was a snow day. And then we woke up this morning.
Nothing.
And there was nothing. It snowed at one point, but it was like 36 degrees. So by the time the snow hit, it just was rain. So it was just wet out. There was videos of just snow plows with nothing to do, just like roaming around Boston. Because they hired these people to do an extra work and there was no snow. Apparently, other areas of Massachusetts and the rest of the region got
bad
in
New York.
Yeah, some places did get lots of snow, but us,
for some reason,
nothing.
You just got skipped over.
Yeah, I think they said at like 4 p.m. yesterday, the storm like turned directions, but by that time, all of the schools had already canceled some reason. And so I'm just like mad about it because I knew this would happen because the last time they said we were going to have a historic winter storm, the exact same thing happened. So
it's historically embarrassing.
It is historically embarrassing. I love global warming. My juice is I'm starting a yoga teacher training thing. Have I told you about this?
No.
Well, there you go.
I'm learning.
You're learning. I'm doing this thing at my yoga studio where it's like one weekend a month for 5 months and you go and you learn about yoga and the history of it and how to not colonize it and about anatomy and about such. It's like basically the first 50 hours of like 200 hour yoga teacher training. Do I want to be a yoga teacher? I don't know, but I thought it would be fun to learn about.
Okay.
So I'm starting that this weekend, and I'm excited.
Go off, King.
Thank you.
My beef is I just got a text from my sister. So me and my sister, we have each other on New York Times games so we can see each other's times on the Daily Mini crossword.
Very good.
And I was really proud of myself today because I got it in 20 mm-hmm. seconds.
Very good.
My sister my sister just sent me a screenshot. She got it in 19.
That bit. Okay, now I feel like I need to do it. I don't like doing it for speed, though. It makes me nervous.
I sometimes really just get slowed down by just typos. You know, my other beef is the other Monday one for this week is the is like the regular crossword for a Monday is like because Monday's the easiest. So like
The regular crossword, I did do that yesterday. Mm-hmm.
So it's the easiest, right? And so it's the one where I can sometimes get it without any help, like without like having it like check my answers or anything. Yeah. And I really thought I had it. And it was like, no, you have at least one mistake. And I was like, what the fuck is it? And I was like looking through, I couldn't really see it. And I was like, fucking fine.
Was that a typo?
Yeah, it was a typo.
Yeah.
My favorite currency is the Euro.
Okay, I feel like you can count that as you did it right, though, because you didn't mean it.
But I don't get the little gold star. I just get the blue star.
Yeah, well.
And, like, I guess if I'd looked more closely, I would have found a mistake, but.
Well, I think you did it.
Thank you. My juice is my parents are going to be in town.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it will be good.
And where are they staying?
In a hotel. Well, this weekend, when you listen to this podcast, I may or may not be on Catalina Island, depending on how much it's going to rain.
Okay.
Because if it's going to rain a lot, then we're going to cancel it. But we'll know by tomorrow. Yeah. Well, we have to know by tomorrow, because tomorrow is the latest we can cancel it. And then my parents are going to be just like up here near, in a hotel near me. We're going to see The Wiz, me and my mom and my roommate. My dad is very pleased to not be going.
Sure.
You know, the usual.
I love.
Not my sister sending me Reddit pod content right now.
Now it's too late.
The way we are doing patrons.
It's too late, Emily.
Right now. You are too late.
You are too. Should I do the mini right now?
No.
Okay.
Kayla. You can tell us about your beef, your juice, your, yeah. On our social media, at SoundsFakePod, we also have Patreon, right? That's what I say next. We also have Patreon, patreon.com/SoundsFakePod. Our $5 patrons who are promoting this week are Meredith, Morgan M. Pink, Philip Rooker, Phoenix Elliott, and Rachel. Our $10 patrons who are promoting something this week are Martin Giselle, who would like to promote his podcast, Everyone's Special and No One Is. Parker, who would like to promote being a silly little guy. Purple Haze, who would like to promote their friend's podcast, The Host Club. Barefoot Backpacker, who would like to promote their YouTube channel, RTW Barefoot. Song of Storm, who would like to promote a healthy work-life balance. And Val, who would like to promote. Our other $10 patrons are Allison, Ani, Arkness, Benjamin Ibarra, Selena Dobson, David Harris, Derek and Carissa Elbitter, my Aunt Jeannie, Kayla's dad, and Math. Oh my god. My other beef is that my throat is itchy.
It sounds itchy.
And there's been a really big uptick in COVID.
Oh, good.
So I'm like, damn, when I go to the gym tomorrow, I'm going to have to work out with my fucking mask on.
Oh, I hate that.
Anyway, but now I'm like, oh my god, do I have COVID because my throat hurts?
Probably not.
Probably not, but maybe I'll take a test at some point. Our $15 patrons are Ace, who would like to promote their writer, Crystal Scherer, Andrew Hillam, who would like to promote the Invisible Spectrum podcast, Dia Chappelle, who would like to promote twitch.tv/melodydia, Hector Maria, who would like to promote friends that are supportive, constructive, and healthy growth, better person, Nathaniel White, who would like to promote DanielJWaitDesigns.com, Kayla Zanina, who would like to promote KateMaggartArt.com, and Chanel, who would like to promote accepting that everyone is different, and that's awesome. Our $20 patrons are Dragonfly and my mom, who would like to promote wearing masks, especially on, like, planes and, like, public transportation. It's really good places to wear masks.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next Sunday for more of us in your ears.
And until then, take good care of your cows.